BYU-BDI.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Gruden Thorne.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
BYU-BDI.
The upper room.
It's the Jay Brown Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Valentine's Day, but that's not stopping us ladies from hanging out tonight on Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. It's your resident, Map of the South, Moms and Little Donnas with co-host Dr. Princess Odelia and Rich Sister. In honor of this commercialized, man-made holiday, we're asking the question, is Valentine's Day really necessary, or can we just do away with this holiday all together? We have our fitness and health tip and our inspirational corner as well. So let's do this.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and speak to me, your host for tonight, or my co-host who's hanging out with me, Rich Sister. Hey, Rich Sister, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. I was told that Dr. Princess Odelia had some kind of emergency, so it's a big probability she won't show up tonight. So it's just you and me.
Okay.
So hopefully everything's okay with her and she's not in jail as someone suggested. J-Row. Hopefully she's not sitting in jail somewhere and, you know, everything is okay, but we'll send out prayers.
Damn, you got a big
her.
Mouth.
Now you know I'm going to say that.
Hi, Jay.
So, how's your week been, Rich Sister?
Oh, it's been good. It's been good.
How's the weather where you're at?
Oh, it's sunny here.
Okay. Are you in California?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. So, good. You got the sunshine, and I'm in Florida. And J. Riles in the cold. Well, I thought tonight, Richard.
It was 81 degrees today here. Leave me alone. Thank you. Bye.
Well, for our topic for tonight, Richard, since this is Valentine's Day, I thought we'd try to stir up some controversy and ask the question, should we really be celebrating this holiday? It was kind of interesting because a couple of days ago on Facebook, I think his name is Todd Smith, he asked the question, he put on there, if how many people know what Valentine's Day means, and if you do, then write a comment. So I was reading all the comments that people were making, and it was interesting to see how most of the comments that were made were talking about the so-called saints that had been murdered or been massacred. So I'm like, okay, so what is the meaning behind Valentine's Day? Why are we celebrating this holiday? I don't know what your thoughts are on, about it.
Well, I know. And I'm somebody, I did growing up like celebrating Valentine's Day and all that. I admit it's, these last couple of years got rough. Kind of getting rough.
Yeah, I understand that. I've never celebrated Valentine's Day. I really haven't.
My celebrating pretty much was just chocolates.
You can get all the chocolate you want right now.
And actual Valentine has yet to cross my path.
Oh, okay.
But love those chocolates.
Well, it's interesting how that, I think it was on a radio show a couple of days ago, they asked the question, was Valentine's Day a woman's holiday? And if you come to think about it, it is sort of just geared around women where, you know, we've got our chocolates, we got the flowers, we get the jewelry. And in return, I guess for the men, it's just a sexual favor. So it really, if you look at it from that point of view, it really seems like it's geared more towards women than men. Because probably most men...
How many... Well,
huh?
I don't know. I guess some men, I guess as a whole, not really into it. But, I mean, it shouldn't be that way, though, where it's just geared on where it's one-sided.
Yeah.
I mean, he's supposed to be your Valentine, too. So, you know, do something for him as well, you know?
Right. That's true.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, but what can you give him? I mean, he don't want no flowers. He don't want any chocolate. Lingerie.
Well, he preferred without it. A big sash like the Miss America wears just saying, I'm yours tonight.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much it.
But that's all we women can do for the man on Valentine's Day. Because, I mean, like I said, the flowers, the chocolate, the wine, that's for us women. The jewelry. So it's like, okay, what else can we do? Go get him some football tickets. Well, football's over. What, basketball tickets? I don't know.
Well, I mean, get him something that you know he likes. I mean, that's not a bad gift. You know he's in sports. Get him some tickets to his favorite team. That would be a great gift. Give him something he likes.
Mm.
Not what you like.
I think
most men don't like it because, you know, majority of ladies get them stuff that they want to get them and not really thinking about them and what they like, you know.
I guess in my mind, I'm like, okay, December, Christmas just came from around the corner, and I done got you all the gifts you need. Forget Valentine's Day. I'm not going there. Forget it. I don't know. My friend, he says, he asked me, he goes, he came out and asked me, he goes, what do you want for Valentine's Day? I said, well, I don't want anything because I don't celebrate it. And he's like, what? I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, for me, I'd rather he show his affection or tell me that he cares about me. Now, I wouldn't say every day, but, you know, every once in a while, but to have one specific day where he's saying, oh, here, I love you, honey, I care for you, it just seems forced to me. Like, the man or the woman is forced to do it. And it's just really interesting how many people actually break up on Valentine's Day. Like, so that's kind of depressing. Because it's like, they wait till Valentine's Day comes around, and they go, you know what? I've decided I don't want to be with this person anymore. I'm going to break up with him on this day. That's mean. That's really mean. But a lot of people do it. I don't know.
Well, they play that game because they too cheap to get a gift.
Oh, is that what it is? So that means tomorrow morning when they wake back up, they're going to beg for that person to come back. Oh, you know what? I made a mistake. Can you take me back? See?
Mm.
My opinion, we could do away with the holiday altogether. Yeah, I know.
This is all about, in the end, showing your love, you know, 365 days a year, you know?
Yeah. But see, we can do away with it. We really can. It's not needed. That probably made a lot of women mad when I said that. And a lot of men happy. But that's one holiday we don't need. And then
just keep
because
the chocolate.
There you go. Keep the chocolate. Keep the chocolate. And see,
we
can use this so-called
chocolate.
No, don't do away with the chocolate. We can keep that. But instead of calling it Valentine's Day, you know, that'd be one more day that we could add to Black History Month.
Right.
Because that gets
a break, right, because of Valentine's Day, huh?
I mean, think about it.
We're already
the shortest,
in the lowest month of the year,
right? Yes, yes, yes. Right.
Really,
with Valentine's
Day.
Don't forget President's Day. See, that's another day they took away from us.
And all these other extra holidays in our month.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, well, then that's 26 days. Any more holidays we need to recap?
I don't know. I think that's it. I don't know. There might be some more around the corner we don't know about. They be trying to pack them all into February. I mean, like you said, we already got the shortest month. They're just cutting it shorter.
Right.
And I really haven't heard that much about Black History Month. I mean, what is this? February 14th. I might have heard two things on the TV about Black History Month, and that's it. I'm like, wow. Did they really forget us? Are we just put on the back burner altogether?
Mm.
But then you see all these commercials about Valentine's Day, though. It's supposed to be our month. I'm just saying.
It's our month on my show. You better believe that.
There you go. There you go.
I can't help what they do elsewhere, but you're gonna learn about some Black history on Thoughts for Vision. That's for sure.
There you go. And we're not talking about just Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman. No, we're gonna talk about people that you haven't even heard of before. They have made significant change for us Black people. But, yeah, like I said, just do away with the holiday altogether. We don't need it. You really don't. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and chime in about what Rick Sister and I are talking about, we're talking about today's holiday, this big whoop-to-do about Valentine's Day. Oh, my daughter and I, we went to CVS today and walked down one aisle, and it was amazing. The shelves were completely empty. We ain't never seen that before. We're like, what? All the chocolate was gone. All the candy was gone. I'm like, wow, these people are really serious about this stuff. And then driving down the road, on both sides of the road, you see the Spanish women with their big SUVs and their vans. They pull out these big baskets with the stuffed animals and flower arrangements and everything. I'm like, okay, go ahead. Get your hustle on. But I wonder how much money they're actually making.
That's one thing. Don't be getting me no stuff off no street corner, man. You better put some thought into it.
But come on, Richardson, you know that these men that waited to the last minute, you know they went straight through that street corner and picked out one of those baskets. They took it home to their woman, their wife, the girlfriend, and be like, here you go, babe. And she's looking at it going, you know, I seen that teddy bear a couple of days ago. And she's trying to figure out where she saw it.
Right.
And then she remembers on the street corner.
Right. That's some thought in it. Yeah.
He didn't get in trouble for that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'll be upset about that one, too. I'm like, how dare you? You want to go get me something off the street corner? But some women, they want too much, though.
Yeah. That's them, right.
Like, a lot of them see the day where they get engaged. Like, so-called prepping their man to pop the question. Like, putting pressure on them. And so the man, I think sometimes the men just feel forced to ask for the hand in marriage on Valentine's Day. They're not really ready. But they're just doing it because the woman keeps pushing them. I don't know.
Yeah. yeah, right. If not them proposing themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never meet them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I heard about that, too. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen.
That's happening. Nope.
Mm-mm.
Negative. None.
Mm-mm.
Zero. Zilch.
I don't know if that's supposed to be a new type of power we women supposed to be having. Empowerment where you ask the man to marry. I'm like,
Mm-mm.
If I have
that,
to ask him to marry me.
That smells desperation to me.
Yeah. That's not my job to be asking him.
You know, because that's not saying he wants me, you know. you know. If he wants me, he'll ask me.
Right. And that's if you've been with the same person for 4 or 5 years and he hasn't asked you yet, come on, take a hint.
Yeah.
He's not going to ask you.
Don't take that long.
It's just not going to happen.
Oh. Wasting time.
Yeah. Because 4 or 5 years, you could have been spending with someone that really, really, really loves and cherishes you. But no. You're just hanging around. And then, like you said, after desperation, you go and ask him.
Because we women, we can really get trapped into that. Because we invested all this time, but into what, though? You got to pay attention to into what, though? Into someone who doesn't really care for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he'll probably be like, why do we need to get married? I thought we had a good thing going on. Especially if you're living with him.
Yeah, another grave mistake.
Yeah. Because then he's never going to want to, he's never going to ask you. Like, no, yeah. Why don't we mess up a good thing? I have an uncle. He lived with his girlfriend for 12 years. And it seemed like she wasn't taking a hint that he was never going to ask. And he even told us, he goes, no, I don't need to marry her. We're living together already. I mean, they had 3 kids together, have bought a house together. So he was like, why? Why do we need to get married? I already have everything with her. And so she finally got the hint that he was never going to ask. So she moved out, you know, took the kids with her. And so I guess he finally woke up or had the brick hit him in the head or something, but he finally asked her to marry him, and now they're back together. But after 12 years, I'm like, it took her that long to make a move to get away.
Because she was like in audition mode.
That's what it was.
And you keep thinking, you know, if I do this, if I do that. But it's just so backwards, especially when you're involving kids. That's really...
Yeah!
Because you're bringing them into a life of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's really bad. And teaching them a bad example.
Right? Right? But, that's... Oh, wow.
Of course, you wouldn't want them living with nobody, right?
No.
So be an example. Whatever you don't want them doing, hello, you got to be the example and don't do it yourself.
Yep, that's true. You said audition, and I'm thinking in my mind, she sure was auditioning for a very long time and never got the part. Because that's 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we don't have to do that. Ladies listening. You don't have to do that. Don't
I've never been... Right! Yeah, I've never been one to want to move in with my boyfriend just to see how it would work out. And, you know, I have that mentality, okay, well, if I move in with him, then he can see how a great wife I'll make, and then maybe he'll put a ring on it. Okay, that's kind of backwards thinking. Because it'll backfire. It will backfire every single time. It's like, okay.
Yeah. You know, if you're a wife already,
you'll
see that from a separate house. He really will.
Yep. And we'll probably make it some of our, those listening right now, very upset saying, oh, y'all just old school. You don't understand. I need to see if I can live with this person, if I'm compatible with them before... No.
Old school, I'll be. I'm cool with it.
I don't look at it as being old school. I look at it as, you know, like you're saying, why test drive? I don't want, no. Either it's going to work or it's not. I don't want to live with someone for so many years just to be living with them. And like, you know, we were saying, if you bring kids into the situation, but you're not married and you're living with this person, okay, what happens if one of the parents dies? You know, it's just a lot of stuff involved that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Too much stress. Too much stress. It really is. It's like, okay, let's just,
Yeah. You got that right. Stress out
that
on
person,
me.
Yeah, that person, you go to the hospital and, you know, they say only family members. You're not a family member. You're just a girlfriend or boyfriend. Did you see that person?
Yeah. You don't have the same rights as a wife.
No. And the person passes away.
You ain't getting no house.
You ain't getting nothing.
get nothing. You don't have no right at all.
No, you nope. You have to creep without a battle. You get
don't
nothing.
Have no right.
No.
You don't have
but
no
you know,
right. None.
No, none. But you know, in their mind, what they're thinking is, well, I've lived with this person 5 or 6 years, so technically I'm his wife or husband. Technically, don't work.
Right.
It don't work.
Not with the low.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
If the paper's not signed, you're not getting anything. It goes back to the family. And
right.
Sorry, yeah, you might have been playing house, but you weren't really married, so you get nothing. So why are you putting yourself in that situation?
Yeah, I just wouldn't feel, I just would not feel comfortable if secure in something like that.
Right, right.
I mean, a lot of women just really fool themselves. You know, the talking about, oh, marriage is just a piece of paper. Well, you know what?
That piece of paper has a lot of power.
It's got a lot. There's a lot more behind that piece of paper than you realize.
Right. Right. That piece of paper has a lot of power behind it. And without it, you have no power.
Right.
I don't know. Society has made its own set of rules about everything now, and we've and so many people have become desensitized to certain situations and things, and that's one that a lot of people have become desensitized to. They're like, okay, it's okay to live with a person. All right, well, that if that's what you believe, so be it. But as we said, when it comes down to things legal, you have no standing, no ground. I'm sorry, without the marriage in between individuals, there's a lot of things that you just miss out on.
Yeah.
And on that note, we do have to go to our first break of the evening, but sit tight. We will be right back.
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're heading to Omaha where police are looking for two sisters, 12-year-old Zianne and 10-year-old Lakeisha Sisal. They were last seen at their home near North 78th Street and Sorison Parkway around 8 p.m. on Friday. Zianne, 5'5", weighing 130 pounds, might be wearing a black coat. Her sister, Lakeisha, she's 5'6", she's also 130 pounds, and she might be wearing a red coat. The girls have not been in contact with their family or friends since they were last seen. Anyone with information as to their whereabouts is asked to call police at 402-444-5818. That number once again is 402-444-5818. We pray for the safe return of these beautiful sisters, and we ask that you keep their family in your prayers. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and call 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272, and leave the information there. Or you can go to our Facebook page on the TGRS Radio Network, put the information there for all to see, or you can send me a private message on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, that's Jay Ryle, or send us an email at thejryleshow@live.com, that's the J-R-I-L show. and pray for the safe return of all missing people, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. And until next time, take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hi, this is your fitness diva, Mom Salute Adonis, with tips this week for a healthier living. You know, I've never been a fan of diets that have me so restrictive that I'm either feeling really tired or just mad because I'm so hungry. If you're finding yourself becoming frustrated or mad over your diet, you may want to reevaluate what you're doing. Here are 5 quick tips to keep you from becoming an angry dieter. Number 1, keep water with you. Ha, you know I'm always preaching it, so I'm just going to say it again. Water is your best friend. Water helps regulate metabolism and keeps the body hydrated, especially the brain. If your brain isn't getting hydrated enough, it causes significant mood swings. So, drink your water. Number 2, eat the right carbohydrates. Make sure whatever diet plan you're on, that it includes fiber-rich carbohydrates, such as oatmeal and brown rice. This will help you maintain energy levels and keep hunger away. Number 3, have a salad. Dark greens like spinach and kale along with broccoli will help curb your appetite during a main course. Number 4, go ahead, have yourself a cheat day. As your body becomes accustomed to being on a diet, your metabolism can actually start to slow down. A great way to prevent this is to have a cheat day. Believe it or not, this shift can actually shock your system, forcing your metabolism to go into overdrive. Not only that, but knowing you have a cheat meal approaching can keep you motivated and working toward your goals. Number 5, eat good fat. Our bodies need a certain amount of fat to survive. The trick is eating the right ones. These can be found in nuts, flaxseed, olive oil, and salmon. So there you have it, 5 quick tips to work into your diet to keep you from starving and becoming an angry dieter. Stay focused, stay committed, and the results will come.
Welcome back to the Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. And I have with me hanging out tonight, Rich Sister and myself. We're talking about Valentine's Day. Should Valentine's Day really be a holiday? Or can we do without it? My opinion, I say we could do without it. What do you say, Rich Sister?
Just leave my chocolates.
Just leave?
I don't care what you do with the rest.
I agree with you. Let's get rid of that damn holiday. Oops, I'm sorry. I didn't realize my mic was on. Bye.
Lord. You all Rich Sister wants is her chocolate. So we can get rid of the holiday and just keep the chocolate. Okay, we can change it to Chocolate Day. with the fish.
You see? You see the fish. You see it.
So we're going to instead of calling it Valentine's Day, we're just going to call it Chocolate Day. We have one day where we can eat all the chocolate we want. That'll make everybody happy right there.
Right.
Because I don't know too many people that don't like chocolate. Some form
right.
of it. Yeah. That'll work. We're just going to call it Chocolate Day.
Yeah, I'm reading what VK Haynes won in the chat room. He or she, I'm not sure, says, leave me some money in a car.
Leave him some money in a car. Okay. So we got to keep the chocolate, and we got to leave some money. Anything else?
Oh, okay. That's Vanessa. Okay. Hi, Vanessa. Welcome.
Hi, Vanessa. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. Okay. So, Rich Sister wants her chocolate. Vanessa wants some money. And I'll take either one.
Yeah. Sounds great. And
yeah.
Chocolate and money.
There you go. J-Row. What do you want? We're completely doing the holiday over. We're making our own holiday. Look, oh, he's about to come in now. I'm afraid to see what he wants. Okay. J-Row, I didn't ask anything. We'll leave alone. If there's no telling what he'll say. My goodness. I don't know. I was just reading over some. I was actually looking up like the history of Valentine's Day, and it's amazing how they, you know, they talk about how commercialized it is and how many cards go out on Valentine's Day, and you know, like the chocolate and the flowers. Like for the florists, this is one of their busiest times of the year. And if you think about it, that's probably accurate. Because most florists, you know, they're not that busy the rest of the year. Maybe around Christmas. Yeah, Christmas. And Valentine's Day. Other than that, you know, unless there's a death in the family, the florists aren't that busy. So for them, they're really banking on Valentine's Day bringing in a lot of money. So
right. And they
so
would
that
go
part of
protest.
It, yeah, they would.
We try to get rid of
the FTD. Yeah, they're a protest.
FTD would be after us. And 1-800 Pro Flowers and everybody else. They wouldn't like it.
No. No, because that's all they have is Valentine's Day. That's when,
right.
you know, they really get busy. Then after that, okay, well, they have Easter. But it's mostly like, what you call them, the Easter lilies. No, yeah. Valentine's Day, that's their biggest holiday.
Yeah. They'd want more Valentine's Days.
Right. And, of course, you know how we mentioned we want our chocolate, so we got the chocolate companies. They're baking on making more money off of people buying more chocolate. So it is one big commercialized holiday.
Yeah, it is.
Valentine's card. I don't know how I would feel if someone came to me with a Valentine's card and that's it. I'd be like, oh, okay, it's a piece of paper. Okay, we're supposed to get that. Is this all I get? Just a card? Unless there was money in the car, that would
right.
be happy. But no, I don't think I'd be too happy about that either. I think it's just too much pressure, especially for the man. It is just too much pressure on the man to try to go out and find his significant other a gift for this man-made holiday. It really is. But it's funny, It's funny watching them, though. It's like, you know, like I said, today when my daughter and I were out, I was actually taking notice of the different men and how they were almost like in a frantic mode, you know, trying to find something for their girlfriend, wife, or whatever. It was just like, they almost like they were sweating bullets.
And the heat is on. Gotta get that good gift. They gonna be sleeping outdoors.
Right, or on the couch.
Sleeping at their mama house.
Sleeping in the dog house with Fido.
Without anything.
See, that's just too much pressure on them. Poor men. I mean, they already can't win an argument because we're always right. So they ain't got nothing else. And then you want to throw Valentine's Day on them. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Sorry, man. But like the song says, women rule the world, so... Y'all just pretty much just screwed. It's interesting. It really is. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. During the break, Rich sister, I guess my sister, she saw what the topic of our show was going to be. So she sent me a text message, and she said, because right now she is going through a divorce, so she's kind of crazy. She said, you know what, forget Valentine's Day, we can do without it. So I think for a lot of people, for this particular day, there's a lot of people that are bitter because they might be going through a divorce or, you know, going through a breakup, whatever. So that's even another reason to get rid of it, because there's so many bitter people out there about the holiday. You got a lot of bitter people out there on Valentine's Day.
But. Yeah. Yeah, it can be. Yeah, it's something else. It can be that sore, definitely, if you're coming out of a relationship. It's just that it could be just that sore reminder.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Especially if you were with that person for a long period of time, then here you got this so-called love holiday coming around. Yeah, it could be kind of depressing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, there you go. That's another reason to get rid of it. Making more people depressed. But then we're going to have the pharmaceutical companies coming after us, because they're like, wait a minute, now you're messing with our pockets. Because see, all those depressed people, they want the pills. Seriously, so now we got them mad at us. I don't know.
Of course, watch, I get a man that I'm going to forget this conversation ever took place. Oh, I said that? Really now.
You're right. No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I was watching Good Morning America this morning, and they were marrying couples that that singer, John Legend, was on there, and he was singing his new song. Talk about his wife, because he just got married back in September, and his wife made the comment that John Legend, he's like that every day, where, you know, he's always affectionate, you know, telling her to how much he loves her, how much he cares for her. So she was saying that for her, you know, Valentine's Day is every day. So some women and men, they're just lucky to have an individual that's like that. Whereas You know, you have those men or women, they are waiting for this one particular day because they know this is the one day they're going to get dolted on. That's an old word. They know that this particular day they're going to get the flowers and the candy and the cards and the jewelry. They've been waiting all year for it. And that's sad. That's really sad.
Yeah. Like I said, show your love 365 days a year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not all just about this one holiday, you know?
Yeah, especially in this time of in time, because you know, you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. You never know if you're going to wake up the next day. You don't know what's going to happen. So just waiting for one particular day, that's not good. Like you said, people should show their love and affection to one another every single day, because life is short. It really is.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realize just how short life is. And once that person's gone, you know, they're thinking in their head, okay, what was the last thing I said to that individual? Did I tell that person that I love them? Did I tell the person that I care for them? You don't want to have those thoughts on your mind. It's too late. So it should be showed every single day, like you said.
Yep.
I know my friends, they don't really celebrate Valentine's Day either, but the way they do it, they share it with their kids. Like instead of sharing it, you know, between the husband and wife, they actually make it a family event where, you know, they buy their kids little gifts and things, and their children are their Valentine. I think that's cute and that's sweet, but again, why just use that one day to share or tell your children if you love them? It should be every single day. To each his own.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. It was funny, at my daughter's dance studio, I was watching these little kids. And I'm talking about like 4 or 5 year olds. You know, they're coming in with their little balloons and their little Valentine cards, and they're passing them out to one another. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. But do they really know what they're what they're doing? I'm like, aw. I mean, it's cute watching them, but it's like, okay, but why are they doing it? Do they really know the significance behind why they're giving, you know, that other little girl or that other little boy a gift? And I'm sitting there with my daughter waiting for her to go to class, and this particular little boy walks up to my daughter while I'm sitting there beside her. Granted, she's 8, he's 10, and he hands her a little card with a pencil attached to it. And my daughter looks at me. I didn't say anything because I wanted to see what she was going to say. And she said, thank you. And then when he walked away, he read the card, and it said, be my Valentine. And she goes, I ain't being his Valentine. And she chose the card. I was like, oh, okay. And she tore it right up. She waited till he walked away, which was a good thing, but then she tore it right up. She's like, I'm not being his Valentine. I was like, okay. And we do have to go to our last break of the evening, but sit tight. We will be right back.
If you missed the J-Rouse Show, shame on you. Here's what you missed.
Nothing much. Nada. Zilch.
Nah, man. Just got my workout in. Just did my thing, and I'm good right now.
you know.
You're feeling good like you know you should, basically.
Yes. Just got out the shower, you know, lotioned up, you know, did my thing.
Hey,
now,
man, Miss Elliott, hey, bro, hold on. I don't want to hear that, man. Why are you telling me that you put lotion on your ass? I don't want to hear that. Why would you tell a man that you lotioned up? Like, okay, really, Miss Elliott, really?
Because I know what kind of man you are.
No, the hell you don't know, Cal. Apparently you don't know what type of man I am.
Yeah,
I just lotioned up. I'm glistening in the damn wind. What the hell is up with that, Mr. Elias?
Well, I know what kind of man you are because you always got your titties out to me and here like a day was an
eight. You know
what,
man? You're making me nervous, man.
Like
say that for Saturday. Save it for Saturday, Mr. Elias, and Ernest will be right there to take you to where you need to go, okay?
See what you've been missing? The Jay Rouse Show, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on BTR Radio.
Focuses on activating our voices, vision, and action. And I feel like that's important because through that process, we are able to help change our communities and eventually help change the world.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Come to the end of our show.
A great show it was.
Yes, it was fun, exciting. Talking about this crazy holiday, Valentine's Day. And maybe next year, the conversation will be different for you. because you said if you find someone that be your Valentine, you're going to forget this conversation.
Y'all going to be like, we had a show from last year. You it's just going to all of a sudden be disappeared.
Right.
Record of it. We got you on plan. I don't know what you're talking about.
But very quickly, what would you like to close us out with?
Just to reiterate again, show your love for those that mean most to you every day of the year.
Okay, all right. And I'm just going to really reiterate what she said. You know, don't just use this one day, this one so-called holiday, to tell your significant other how much you care for them, because life is short. You should tell them every single day, I love you, I care for you, whatever it is that you say to your significant other, but mean it. Don't just say it as words, because that becomes a habit where you see each other in passing and go, hey, you know, I care for you or I love you, but it becomes a habit. We don't want that either. You want it to make the words have meaning. And on that note, we want to tell everyone, please have a wonderful and safe holiday. We continue to pray for all those that might be having, you know, the bad weather, all the snow, and another snowstorm supposed to be coming. We'll keep you in our prayers. If you don't need to go out in it, stay home. Don't try to get out there and drive on that stuff. I mean, a lot of these accidents is because you people don't want to stay home. Okay? Whatever it is that you need to do, believe me, you could do it tomorrow or the next day. It's not worth risking your life over. So stay out of the car. Stay home. If you can't walk to where you're going, stay home.
Right.
If your boss calling you, telling you that you need to come to work, tell your boss, will you come pick me up? Then I'll go to work. I don't know if that's going to work. Might as well try. So again, everyone have a wonderful, safe weekend. We'll see you back here again next Friday night on Ladies First Radio. With Sister, thank you for joining me. Good night.
Good night to you, and good night, Jay.
Good night, Jay.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.